This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on our Sunday radio broadcast via GCN syndicated, and our good buddy, our pal, our friend, Del Bigtree on from the iWire and so much more with updates that you might, if you're plugged into a lot of the press releases that come out, whether it be through Children's Health Defense or others, really the amazing things that are happening via pressing either through Freedom of Information Act requests, lawsuits, or combinations of the two.
Yeah.
We begin to dig information and reveal information that for some reason they don't want to reveal.
Yeah,
unless
unbelievable.
You push them.
Yeah.
So what's the latest?
Latest is huge. I think last week we won. Arguably, I think it's the biggest lawsuit we've won yet.
And you've won a few big ones.
We have won a few big ones. I'm lucky that, you know, I partnered up with Aaron Seary, who I think is one of the greatest constitutional
lawyers. I haven't interviewed him yet. I want him on
the
show.
You really should. He's spectacular. And so for years, you know, we've been, you know, chipping away at the CDC, the FDA, Health and Human Services. We've won lawsuits against all of them, the NIH. But this lawsuit this week, for over a year, we have been started with Freedom Information Act requests, as you said, and multiple. They kept sort of kicking it back. We can't answer this request for this reason. I mean, it's being very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Press lawsuits, you know. And so in the end, it's about two or three lawsuits, several FOIA requests. We finally got the VSAFE data.
Mm-hmm.
And so for people that don't know what VSAFE is, we all know about VAERS. VAERS is that Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System that the CDC doesn't always claims every time. They'll use it for their own studies, by the way, but
right.
They'll tell you as soon as you look at it, well, it can't be used that way. It's not a reliable
data source. It's voluntary, and anybody
right.
can do it. We had, of course, Jessica Rose. You probably
heard
her.
Yeah.
She just dispels that,
of course.
But at the same time, taking it a step up into the VSAFE data,
yes.
which is another, let's say, level. Maybe you should explain that to the
public. Yeah, so the CDC decided, you know, since this was an emergency use authorization product, which meant they knew they were jumping out of the safety trials early. Essentially, they knew they were turning the entire U.S. population and really the world into a clinical trial.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do that, you better not be using a capture system for injury that you keep saying is ineffective. And so they built VSAFE to be an effective, you know, injury capture space.
Yeah.
So it was an app, and essentially that you signed up to when you were getting the vaccine, and then they would, you know, reach out to you, you know, like on a weekly basis, you know, how are you feeling? And then there were certain questions. Are you having nausea? And you just sort of, you know, yes,
right.
you know, yes or no questions to a bunch of different symptoms and things like that. So this effectively is the only database that was really designed just for COVID, for the COVID vaccines,
mm-hmm.
By the CDC, in attempt to quell all of the concerns that you are about to release an unknown, untested product out to humanity mm-hmm. with no idea what it's doing. So no, the VSAFE is there for that. Now, remember when this was all happening, you know, they knew they were rushing out. They promised the American people, we're going to be totally transparent. We recognize we're rushing this out to you. We'll be collecting data. We're going to keep the American, you know, public on top of that data, you know, as we find it.
Yeah.
They didn't know such thing. And so, you know, since this system started back in 2021,
mm-hmm.
you know, it has like over a year of data tracking these people that signed up. Over 10 million people signed up to the system and used it.
Yeah.
And they never really presented that data to the world and certainly weren't making it accessible. And remember, we're getting really tired of all the data. Pfizer collects its own, you know, its own trial data and doesn't want the public to see it. Aaron Seary won the lawsuit against the FDA, where the FDA wanted to wait 75 years for Pfizer's clinical data to come out. I mean, when
everybody should be dead by the time they know the data.
I mean, any thinking person should be like, why is my regulatory agency hiding data from a private company from us that they have? It makes no sense. Well, the same thing. CDC was trying to hide this VSafe data.
Well, and the, really, let's just put it out there, because the reason that anybody would want to hide this, they didn't know, well, they want us to know how great and safe and effective these jabs are. Clearly, they would have released that, ended all the controversy, and so just tell us how safe it is. Reveal it.
Exactly.
So,
just prove it. Like, here it is. Like, that's what it's for. And, and they'll say, oh, we're getting great. The VSafe data shows it's safe. Really? Then let us see it.
Yeah.
Let us see the data. Stop, like, telling me what you're seeing. And so we won that lawsuit, and we got all of the – well, let me just say we got all of the sort of fields that you fill out, the questions being asked, did you have pain, you know, swelling, things like that. And so out of that data, the 10 million people – I mean, I want people to go and check it out themselves, which you can do right now. You just go to icandecide.org/vsafe, and you're immediately on the page. We've built – an amazing dashboard, what we're calling it, so that you can push different parts of it, how many women, you know, were affected, men, race, you know, which vaccine did you take, how serious was the illness, all sorts of things that you can play around and look through all this data, which we had an amazing tech person built that. But right from the get-go, what you see is that out of, you know, the 10 million people, there's like 3 million reports. Now, granted, a lot of those are going to be mild issues, but, you know.
You expect that. I mean, it's going to be a wide variety.
Yeah, a wide variety. But when you start drilling down on Sirius being, and this is the number that I think is really shocking, when it, you know, serious enough, a serious enough adverse event that you were driven into medical care or hospitalization, that number was about 782,000 people out of the 10 million. So roughly right around 7.7% of those that received this vaccine that were a part of the VSafe system needed medical care. That's shocking. Especially for a product that now they're admitting doesn't stop transmission, was ineffective at stopping you from catching the illness, but what they said is it reduces your chances of hospitalization. Really? 7.7% of people going into medical care, that's not a reduction looking at the amount of people. When you just look, remember how many people they said were asymptomatic with the virus itself, right? When we forget all of this, but the whole reason we masked the world and locked us all down was because so many people were having no symptoms at all. We're not going to the hospital. They didn't even know they were sick.
Yeah.
And so you have a product that's supposed to do even better than the most asymptomatic, one of the most asymptomatic diseases we've ever seen.
Which was an absurdity on its face. And very few were willing to call that out. And we, of course, have featured some of these docs, of course, over the last couple of years that actually were willing to speak out.
Yeah.
Many of them have been attacked viciously. Some have lost their licenses. Others, you know, are still struggling with, should I talk about it?
And
we've been encouraging people to speak out. It's not a time to be silent about this. Now, there was another thing I heard recently about, and I don't know if it comes out of the VSafe data or if it's a misinterpretation of the data, that like half of the people that got the jabs were injured enough that they sought medical help in some way. It was a significant percentage.
So you have, well, what you have is, and I'm not staring right at the data right now, 7%, 7.7 sought medical care.
Okay.
That is that number. But you have a larger group that were unable to go to work or go to school or to participate in daily activities. And that's well over 25% on its own. And so these are huge, staggering numbers for a product that the entire purpose at this point was just to reduce your loss of work. And then think about the military. Think about the military where, in the end, the entire reason they want to give it to the military is so that they don't, that they're, you know, battle ready, and it's driving them into medical care.
Yeah.
They can't get up in the morning. They can't perform, you know, their duties. Then you're losing the entire purpose of it. And by the way, right now the CDC is scrambling. I mean, we are waiting to see an official statement from the CDC. Our data came out on Monday. We put up the dashboard. We are answering questions with multiple news agencies right now that are telling us what the CDC is saying. We're responding and saying, ask them this, then ask them that. So it's really, it's getting hot.
Yeah.
And they're in the hot seat. And I don't want to get into details because we will leave the CDC to make whatever official statement they finally come out with. But I will tell you, they are changing that statement on a daily basis in front of mainstream news agencies that are watching them change their story. It's really bad for them right now.
Right before their eyes. Yeah. You know, these are the things, as we point out in what's called new media, that can be easily dismissed by others in a way that maybe the average folks might not look deeper in. I was like, well, they said there's nothing to it. Okay. Well, now is what Dell's bringing out through these suits and FOIA requests. It's making it very awkward for them to change the story right in front of everybody. So it is so obvious that it's not as easy to go, I can explain that away.
Right.
You're having a great difficulty in explaining that away. And yet, I know a lot of people are still living in dissonance, cognitive dissonance through it all. Maybe we'll never reach them. But there are others that are right in the middle that are reasonable folks that are starting to see. And it's a very disconcerting awakening. You know, you don't want to see that these institutions that you may have revered over the years. Granted, I haven't revered them in a long time. Many of you haven't in this audience. But you can say now, by reapproaching the people that maybe dismissed you, you have more and more information that you can share and say, hey, look, you just got to review this. Give this a chance.
Yeah.
And that's the opportunity we're providing, you're providing.
Yeah, I mean, so again, just go to icandecide.org/vsafe. And what you can tell your friends, I mean, even though it says I can, you know, on the tab on the page run, because it's on our website, and they'll say, well, I've heard I can, blah, blah. We also, on that same page, is the raw data download. We are opening it. We have been transparent from the very beginning. One of the things we've said to the newspapers that are asking, like, well, how did you analyze this data? We said there is no analysis. The dashboard just simply linked up to the data collection as they had it.
Yeah.
You get to see exactly what the raw data says. This is an opportunity to go to your friends that are maybe on the fence and say, look, this is unaltered. This is the data as the CDC collected. Ask yourself if this sounds good. Now, people will, that, you know, are in the know, and those of you, because you have a very intelligent audience, will say, well, where's the deaths? Where's the myocarditis? Where's the blood clots? You know, where are the strokes? The Bell's palsy? Well, and this is what, again, is an even deeper part of the story, is that they didn't ask those questions on this app.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have all these, you know, automatic entry fields. Did you have nausea? Did you have headaches? Mm-hmm. Where's the, how about just, they have abdominal pain, but how about chest pain? I mean, even if you'd have went there, but they knew going into this that they were having an issue with myocarditis. And also, they've updated this app for other reasons. Why didn't you add myocarditis? If you're, this is what we have, the news. We said, ask them this.
Ask them this.
Ask them why they never upgraded and put a question in about myocarditis.
I love the fact that you're spoon-feeding the media, helping them do their jobs. Like, you didn't know that you could ask those. Oh, really? I should ask that? Yeah, that's a good question. All right, when we come back, we'll ask some more questions of our good friend Dell Bigtree from The High Wire here at Your Health Freedom Utah event. Shout out to Kristen Chevrier for putting on our amazing event. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dale Bigtree from the High Wire, talking primarily today about the V-Safe data that they Freedom of Information Act requests sued it out. It's out there, and the information is there available for you to see. This is not, again, a bias. Oh, well, he believes something or I believe something. This is about raw data that's available that the government or those representing the government at CDC, at these organizations and bureaucracies, for some reason didn't want you to see. As I pointed out, it's like, you guys got all the evidence that it's safe. Don't you let us see it. Oh, we don't want you to see it, but we know it's safe. Now you can assess this yourself, and as Del, we were talking about, how you say, ask them this.
Right.
It's embarrassing. We have to tell you what to ask them, really? But that's how far it's come.
It has come that far. But, you know, thank God. These are, I mean, there's going to be some big articles, I think, coming out this week on this issue, which is great. And it shows how this thing is, how COVID has shifted this conversation around vaccine safety. And once, you know, you have something this important, a real database inside the CDC, this is a real news story.
Yeah.
But I want to be really clear, because people ask, well, how is this different than bears, or why is this more important? And I want to finish up what I was just saying. They didn't ask the questions about all the obvious severe injuries we would want to know about. But in that case, on the app, they had a write-in box, you know, other, like that other box, we're all sort of used to that, where you would have written in, I ended up going to the hospital with blood clots. Or, so all of that, that data does exist. We that is a continued lawsuit by us. Like, so far the court has said, and they basically pushed back and said the only thing we're ready to provide right away, because it's easy, it's just sort of yes or no data.
So
we
you're
hand that over.
You're telling me that other section has not been yet revealed.
We don't have that yet. Okay. We will not quit till we get that, because the same argument holds. That is our public data. Remember, this is a government agency. This is a government program. This app was built by our government. They work for us. They're our employees, so they have to show us this stuff. So, you know, as we get more of that data in there, that very important data, we'll be putting that in the dashboard. But you can already read into, you know, severe pain and ask questions like that, where you say somewhere in here is probably those myocarditis issues. But what's interesting about this, and why it's different than VAERS, is VAERS, we have no denominator, right? We don't know when we see, I think it's around 30,000 deaths right now reported to VAERS. But out of how many users, right? I mean, what is that number? And so we just don't have a reference point, really. And then how many are reporting? What's interesting about this is, number one, when we look at the graphs, well, like, we actually see when people signed up to this, the most people that signed up to it, like, so that first, like, 6 or 7 million did it in the first 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so why that's important is the CDC is trying to say that, not the CDC as much as I've seen media say, well, those were the people that just want to talk the vaccine down. Like, looking for problems with it.
Internal bias
true at all. What you see is this was the gung-ho group. This, no one in this group was forced to get it. They were lined up like, I can't wait till it's available. So they're less likely to report bad things about it. They're going to want to see it. We see this throughout. So this was your gung-ho group. And out of that, if 7.7% are going to the hospital, seeking medical care, you have a real problem here. And remember, we also know it's out of 10 million. That's how we get the 7.7%. We don't get that from VAERS. We don't know how many people this is out of.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, and I did this the other day, is if we assume that this is a clear-cut snapshot, that somehow these are just all people, remember, they didn't sign up once they were having adverse events, which is what VAERS is. VAERS is only, I'm only doing this because I'm having a bad day. They went in when they loved the thing. All right? So we have the people that had a good reaction, and we have the people that had a bad reaction in a very, a clean cutout. When I look at that, if you take 7.7%, for instance, that ended up needing medical care, if you take the amount, if you put 7.7% against the 200 and something million that ended up getting the vaccine, what you realize is that would mean that 20 million people likely sought medical care and hospitalization after vaccination. 20 million. When we go to the VAERS database, this is how I cross-referenced the other day. I just went with urgent care, all the people that's listed, hospitalization, urgent care, ER, and said, what is that number on VAERS? It's about 500,000. So that's like, 2.5% of what this snapshot tells us. So now when we look at VAERS and we're trying to go, what is that? I would say we've talked a lot about Harvard Medical School investigated VAERS years ago and said they believed it was about 1% of the total amount of injuries. Well, we've been wondering, with COVID, maybe there's been a little bit more focus on, writing these things into VAERS. So we've been giving it the benefit of the doubt, saying, maybe it's 10%, which is still horrible. If you take 30,000 people
and it's only 10%
that die. And you say that's only 10%. So then we're talking, is that 300,000 people? But look at this. In this case, this snapshot tells us that VAERS more likely is about 2.5%. That it's only representing, let's give it 5%.
Sure.
And so now we are in a space where we could be looking at, millions.
Astronomical numbers. Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more of Dale Bigtree here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The found day. I was supposed to be in Florida, and I'm here in Utah because that one got delayed. Woe is me. I have to go to Florida in January now.
Oh,
my gosh. I know. Dale Bigtree, my buddies, hanging on for more great information. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusha reporting. A group of French intellectuals, including Nobel Literature Prize winner Annie Arnaud, on Sunday urged people to join protests planned by the left for next week, accusing President Emmanuel Macron of not doing enough to help the poor cope with high prices while some companies make windfall profits. The United States on Saturday said it was reviewing a request for international support from Haiti, which says it is seeking a specialized armed force to address a crisis caused by a blockade of the country's main fuel port. 10 people, including 2 teenagers and a young girl, were killed in an explosion at a petrol station in the Irish county of Donegal, police said on Saturday, adding that the incident appeared to be a tragic accident. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows, unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder. Cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember, folks, you don't want to pollute your environment any more than it's already polluted. In fact, if you got bugs coming in the house, what do you do? Toxic poison your kids and your pets too? No, don't do it. Delimonene. from the orange peel. OrangeGuard.com, my buddy Tor in California developed many years ago, went through the EPA. It's registered as a pesticide, and it won't harm your kids or your pets. I use it on my organic garden when needed. If there's a pest going on in my greenhouse, I take care of it. OrangeGuard.com, you can get it at the local Ace Hardware store, carries it, Whole Foods, or go direct OrangeGuard.com. Again, good solutions in the free market. Not required, not mandated, but make better choices and you can be well. And I'm so grateful for those folks that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. I am so grateful for my friend Del Bigtree with the High Wire and with ICANN and all the groups that are working together to kind of reveal the things that have been hidden for maybe decades, maybe millennia, arguably, but they're not getting away with it the way they once did. And we're talking a lot about that today with Dell and what the Dell reveals with the High Wire, all the interesting guests and fascinating interviews. It's more along those lines of the things that no other media source would ever touch. And yet now you're providing the media source and basically embarrassing them into having to ask them, do their jobs, your jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I get fact-checked once in a while, and there's this group, NewsGuard.
Yes.
That every once will threaten, like, you're going to be taken off the Internet because you're not speaking truths. It's like, huh, let me reference the last time you wrote me a letter. Last time you wrote me and told me that I would be pulled off of the Internet, you were attacking me because I had a scientist on saying he believed that this virus came from a lab in Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
Our coverage of that has aged very well. How's NewsGuard doing with that? I didn't see a retraction on that, yet almost all of science has turned on you. So kind of questioning what your talent is as a fact checker.
Yeah.
I mean, I love messing with these guys now.
I got
to tell them exactly what I think, you know.
It's funny. Yeah. I was talking with Super Don the other day on the show. I was like, let's look back at the last 2.5, almost 3 years now of COVID. How many times have we had to go back on the air and apologize for what we got wrong? And we were just thinking about that, like, not even once.
No, it's like, really.
And we're okay if we make a mistake. I don't mind going, hey, dude, I screwed that up. And you look, it's
same
okay.
Exact thing.
It's part of life, right? But we haven't been the ones getting it all wrong.
Right.
They're coming over to our side and then claiming we're still misinformation, disinformation.
Yeah, well, and by the way, they built that misinformation term.
Mm.
I think it's going to backfire on them. I think it's become so clear as they have rerouted themselves. Michelle Walensky out there trying to sell a new historical prep. You know, you even have Tony Fauci saying, yes, I brought draconian measures. I was like, I can't believe you used that word. I had to. That was the only way we could get through it. Like, so now forget about all this conspiracy theorists that were blamed for overstating it when they called it draconian.
Yeah.
The guy himself just said, of course they were draconian.
What was it, Moffitt, that recently said, hey, maybe 7-8 mice, not enough. We should hold off on that.
Yeah.
And we actually invited him on the show. Within 2 minutes of receiving the email, he said, no thanks.
Yep.
That was that. I mean, we don't agree with him a lot, but on that, we're like, hey,
I reach out to him on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
A really nice email. He's always very cordial. Thank you for the invite. I'm going to pass.
So at least we know we're both in good company. We both were rejected.
Indeed.
But the point is about these things, we might have great disagreements with folks in certain realms of official status within medicine or otherwise, but my gosh, we're always willing to have reasonable discussions and questions about why you say the things you say, or if we find something, hey, we actually agree with you on this. We'd love to talk to you about it. And yet they never tend to want to show up.
I have a theory on him.
Yeah?
I have a theory on what's going on there.
Yeah.
I actually think that he's going to turn on the mRNA vaccine program.
Wow.
I think the CDC, NIH, WHO all want to go in that direction. I think he sees it as the disaster that it is. Remember, he's Stanley Plotkin's protege. They had a dream of a future where they were going to eradicate all disease from the planet using their vaccine programs.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sees that this mRNA vaccine is, and I'm going to talk about it today in my talk here at this event.
Yeah.
It is eroding confidence in the childhood vaccine program. What I think you're seeing Offit do is he's trying to grab the people that are following you saying, you're right, the mRNA vaccine is really bad, but he's going to try and grab them and then
sell them
on the fact that the original vaccine program is okay. So you're seeing a division now, which is great.
Yes.
All you ever want to do when you have an opponent that's bigger than you is at least get them fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to really have some major infighting here.
Well,
Offit's a big deal.
Yeah,
big deal.
And if Offit is a true believer, what we say in let's say the childhood vaccine program, and I don't doubt that he is.
No.
I mean, I think he is.
He is.
You know, obviously we have disagreements about what that program is wrought. Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
At the same time, I look at him and I'm trying to think about what is going on with him. And I think your perspective is very reasonable. I thought it is a disaster and you don't want to be dragged down by that.
No.
As much as you might say, hey, he really believes in the childhood vaccine program, it's harming the participation in it.
It sure is.
And I'm going, hooray, people are finally questioning it, which is good.
By the way, there's a lot of people that would say to me, Del, it's not a vaccine. Why are you calling it a vaccine? It's a gene therapy. And there's a whole argument in our movement. I said, I didn't say it publicly because I didn't want to talk about strategy.
Right.
But I don't care. I want them calling it a vaccine because I knew it was going to be a disaster. If we had changed it to a gene therapy and it was a disaster, it would have had no effect on the childhood.
I wouldn't be able
to take your concern over to the childhood vaccine program.
Yes,
so I never jumped on that bandwagon. If they want to call it a vaccine, though it's not, I will let them call it a vaccine because when it's a total disaster, I will be able to take the stink of that disaster and put it all over the other vaccines, which they didn't properly safety test either, which in that way, it was very similar to a vaccine.
Yes.
Very unlike drugs that do go through more robust safety testing, long-term studies for the most part.
Yeah.
So it was treated like a vaccine in the way it was rushed onto the market.
Yeah, so interesting, like I said, strategery. Can I call it that, strategery?
Yeah.
I love when, Del, when you talk about the things that, you know, are completely opposite, even those who would be more aligned with our thinking, and say, look, this was good that this happened in this way. In fact, I encourage it because some people would criticize you.
Yeah, I was being criticized. Like, why are you, people watch my show, you see, Del, why are you still calling it a vaccine? I just said exactly why.
And I'll admit, I don't like calling it a vaccine because actually it doesn't fit the definition. They altered the definition to fit it. But the spillover has been tremendous because even a large swath of the medical community that would have never, ever in their life looked at those previous things that we would call vaccines and questioned them. It wasn't possible to even entertain or even try to, when you try to educate them on it, it's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Polio. I don't want to hear it. And so there was nowhere to go. Now some of these, many, in fact, these physicians, some we featured on, you've had out on your show as well, are like, I never would have considered going back that far because they knew sort of that this was different. But now all of the corruption surrounding it has caused them to now look back and go, I wonder if there was any deception there as well, which was my journey early on.
Exactly.
When I was lied to about this, I said, oh, could it be possible they lied to me about this and this and this? And that's what opened up the so-called Pandora's box, which is opened by, go ahead, call it a vaccine. I know it's not, but even that is okay because of what it's leading to.
I saw them, and to me, we had a better ending letting them call it the vaccine, and I think we're seeing that now. So, yeah, there's a lot of strategy to these decisions that we're making. The high wire. Look, we're just, it's just our perspective.
Yeah.
I didn't ever tell anyone, don't, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of benefit to that, and so they have tarnished the term vaccine. The term vaccine to every doctor meant safe and effective. They literally, they were synonymous.
Right.
So by allowing COVID vaccine to be called a vaccine, it's now tarnished,
changed.
And now you have to assume, you have to accept that injury can happen. But I think an even better side effect is the fact that they did change the definition of a vaccine. You know, this is something, do we need to touch
on? No, we're good. We're good.
So think about this. By calling it a vaccine, had it been a gene therapy, they wouldn't have had to do this.
Right.
But by calling it a vaccine, they had to make it seem like it was working. And so what did they do? You and I both know it used to be that the definition of a vaccine was a vaccine that's injected into people that creates immunity to a disease, meaning you can't catch it.
Right.
Now in September of 2021, they changed the definition to a vaccine gives you protection against disease. This is that bait and switch that Tony Fauci was doing the whole time, which is, yes, you will still get infected, but you'll lower your symptoms to the disease. Do you realize what that just did? That just destroyed, and as we're going into court, and we have been right there this whole time, they just made our job a lot easier, which was the argument has always been the reason we have a vaccine program is to create herd immunity, or Senator Richard Pan called it community immunity, meaning the vaccine protects you from getting infected. Therefore, that immune-suppressed child has a cocoon of people that can't be infected, so they can't carry it to that child. By changing the definition of a vaccine, they have ruined their ability in courts to ever say that again.
Exactly.
Say, oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just go to the CDC's website.
Yeah.
It doesn't create herd immunity. It doesn't create community protection. It only protects against your own symptoms. It's a private treatment now. It's not a vaccine.
Yeah.
So again, letting them call it a vaccine, they're eroding all the science. And this is how stupid they are. They make a change. Like, they fix their problem today, which is, oh, well, let's just rewrite the definition, making a long-term problem. Aaron Siri and I can't, are ready to sue their asses off now.
Yes.
They just opened up the floodgates. They're in so much trouble now.
We let them hang themselves.
That's it.
We gave them the rope, and they used it. And, you know, another aspect of the definition change, there's still some weakness in terms of statutory law and definitions that it wasn't changed in all of those areas and levels. So there's fraud involved in promoting this as a vaccine despite the changes. And some suits are going at it on that basis as well. And also, you know, we're here in Utah. I want to do a shout out to our friends at the Health Independence Alliance, who have done incredible work in Utah to try and promote legislation at the state level to protect people's right to say, nope, don't want it. You can't stop me from working, going to school. If I don't get all of the discrimination stuff that had been brought up under the vaccine policy, the courts were very deferential to the vaccine and what it did and gave a lot of leeway. And they go back to Jacobson decision, Supreme Court. Now, if you go take it out and go back and, oh, wait, this is gene altering therapy of some kind. Now it doesn't meet the definition. They'd like to get it partly in, but not fully. And so the law in Utah, they got passed in the last session last year, was about genetic integrity, protection of genetic privacy. And they, in the way they wrote it, was so beautiful, so craftily done that even the sponsor of the bill, when asked, since, hey, will this stop us from forcing people or mandating the COVID type jabs? And he said, no, he really believed that it wasn't going to affect it because it was written so brilliantly based on previous legislation in the state that protected genetic privacy. Yeah. And in that way, now there's a law set in stone, the governor even signed, that doesn't allow them to mandate the use of mRNA injection technology as a condition for work, school, etc.
Correct.
And I don't know if you featured that on the high wire yet.
I had not. I only found out about it yesterday because I was at a meeting when I got here of everyone that was going to be speaking and the lawyers and things. But what is so brilliant about this, again, it's strategy, right? Mm-hmm. You could see how, and I see how rumors get started in our movement. Oh, they don't want us in the courtroom or whatever. In this situation, this bill was being written by people on our side, but nobody's saying that. They didn't say that to the people bringing it.
Yep.
They're basically just saying, hey, you can't make my job dependent on taking a genetically altering product.
Makes
perfect sense. And to the doctor writing it and to everyone. And by the way, the Democrats voted almost, I think, you know, like really came out for it and gave their own speeches. But the people around it that had put it together said, don't bring the big anti-vax groups and the signs behind this. Mm-hmm. Don't get behind this bill.
We want to just let it sort of slide in
and we will use it later. I can't tell you how much I love that. There's a lot of the work that we do at ICANN that I don't even present to my audience.
There are
so many things I'm working with universities and institutions to do, studies.
Let's talk about that as we wrap up today's show. We're going to take another break here. An amazing hour, as always, we have with our friend Del Bigtree when we get together. So much fun. I hope you all enjoy it. Links are up as well to the Highwire and ICANN and everything in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember the upcoming events at the Robert Scott Bell Show, upcoming events tab there is. We have the Health Freedom Expo next week. Are you going to be at the Chicago for that one this year?
No, I don't think so. Is that next week, you said?
Yeah, next weekend.
I'm taking the week off next week. I'm going to take my kids out of town and remind them what I look like.
We'll miss you, but God bless you for doing that. We got to care for our families. This is a found weekend for me because we were both supposed to be also in Florida, and it got canceled or delayed till January. So this is so much fun because I didn't know I'd get to see Dell or anything. So we're having a great time here as well. But the Chicago event's big. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh the following weekend for Health Hut. They're doing a Health and Freedom event. Our friend Dr. James Lyons Weiler, Dr. Jack, you know?
Yep, IPAC, amazing work they're
great
doing.
Great work
there.
They're doing. Yep. We're going to be together hanging out having a good time on Saturday, the 22nd. Of October. Are you back in Salt Lake for the Red Pill Expo? Do you know?
I am. I'm going to be at Red Pill this
So we'll be back together
looking forward to that.
12th and 13th of November.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event, too. Love Red Pill. And man, T. Edward, I'm talking about a guy that's been at this before all of us. I think he predates Alex Jones.
A living legend.
Go way back there.
He's a national, international treasure, G. Edward Griffin. So we'll all be at redpillexpo.com. I'll get you there, Red Pill University. And I hope that you're planning to attend. They also have online watching, too, but we'd love to have you there locally. So as we're wrapping up in terms of, some of the insight in the last segment you got is that you're not always privy to the strategy, and that's okay. Some of the things you just got to let percolate out there because there's an organic element of this. If you pounce on it from our side of what we'd like to see happen, it'll immediately be halted. The attention you don't want. That's part of the strategy that what we call some of the bad guys out there, maybe they believe what they're doing is right, but we kind of perceive it differently. They work in secret all of the time. It's nothing wrong with being private about things to achieve a strategy. That means conspiracy theories are real. People conspire all the time, but they're not all bad.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that happens is amazing. You're like, oh, if I'd have known about that, and we'd have ruined it. So I think that's the insight and the maturation, hopefully, of those that understand that there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think, well, and, you know, I love that. I interviewed Catherine Austin Fitz and brought up the conspiracy theory. And she said the world is based on conspiracies. It's built by conspiracies. Every business is built by a conspiracy. You know, laws are passed by conspiracy. A small group of people conspire to push something on a larger group. So she said, if you're not in a conspiracy, get in one. And so I really changed the way I sort of addressed that. But, you know, I mean, the truth is with the high wire, we're so about transparent showing all of our science. So I'm not, you know, we're really upfront with things. But when it comes to our strategy, and we have had one from the beginning, we've been more successful than any nonprofit in courtrooms in legally, because we had a strategy that was different than everybody else that had come through the front door, fought, you know, the lawsuits that had already lost before. Aaron's series, so brilliant there. But we just keep trying to see how can we weave in and get to, you know, I always think of it in many ways, it's like watching Star Wars again, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's one way into this Death Star. We got to get into the center of it,
right?
You know, and it certainly isn't announcing that we're out here waiting for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so one of the things that's difficult, you know, fundraising for ICANN is we don't announce the lawsuits that we're getting into most of the time, because I don't want the judge to look in the paper that some anti-vaccine group, which is what they'll call us, has Aaron Siri going in to fight for this. Mostly what we present to our audience is when we want it, you know. And so that makes it harder, because it's always retrospectively. But I just want to give a shout-out to all of those that do donate to the Informed Consent Action Network. You make the high wire possible. You made this huge win and all of the other lawsuits that we've won. And really, and I was saying this last night in the VIP group, and also about CHD, Mary Holland sort of seconded this. We've never done what we're doing right now with groups like ICANN, because there's no winning money, right? There's no money to be won in these cases.
Right.
These are cases where we basically are breaking the foundation inside the government. All they say is, geez, you caught us, and we're building a quiver so that
it's
we can walk
here, in. Here's $1 billion for finding
out. Sorry for that. Here's $1 million. You would never have a lawyer that would take on these cases. But because these nonprofits that we built and the supporters out there, you allow us to go and sue and not need to win money, but to win artifacts and truths that we carry to our next lawsuits. That is something that they don't expect. In fact, this Be Safe, they push back for a whole year thinking, we will make this so expensive
I can't do it.
They'll just give up like a normal person would. We don't have to, because you guys keep supporting us. So it's not cheap. And we burn legal money, because we're not going away. We are in your face calling every day until we get what we want. You make that possible. And no time before did we really have access to that type of law, because the lawyers had to make money. Now we're able to fund, you know, the law firm we use through
we're seeing
support.
These successes, some of which we got to talk about today with Dell, of course, that appears on the High Wire. And grateful for your support here on this show and with all the things that we're doing that is really making the transformation you'd like to see actually happen. So you don't have to be a lawyer. If you've got a little bit of an abundance, a little extra to support it, it's going for good cause, and we're seeing some transformation happen to prevent this from happening to other people moving down the road, for your kids, your grandkids, etc. Del Bigtree, God bless you. Love you, my brother.
God bless you.
It's always good to see you.
All right.
Thank you for being here. God bless you all. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.